Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. This is Apostle Paul speaking. He said, "Brother, do not come myself into a heavy approach, but to things I do forget the things that have been before me. For I looking ahead, I press in toward the goal, the prize in front of me, because I look into God, Jesus my Lord. Therefore, let us, as many we are, that we think and we see the things in front of us, that God will reveal everything to you." Amen. So we wanted to talk about this morning, idea of a blessing, idea of progress into our life. The apostle was said, "Brother, do not count to yourself on the things of the past." Now, if you think whatever mistake you made in the last year and you wanted to fix it up, it maybe it's not working. So let's forget about 2017, but looking to the 2018. So think that 2018 will be blessing for you, for your family, for your children, your grandchildren, for your working place, for whatever you're doing, putting God into this thing. And I can guarantee to you that your life will be blessing. They said, Apostle Paul, "About all other things, I put God through Jesus, my Lord, my Savior, that he will help me to forget the things on the past, but to go further to the things that are new for me." I wanted to show you three important things this morning. There will be a wonderful for your life. They will be progressing through the year, and they will have a successful blessing to your family and to your life and to your job and to your things you do. I want to give you three things that are very important. Why are you looking at me very bad? You don't like what I say? Three things. It's a very short message. Sometimes I say 17, 18 things. You know, three things. I should be finishing 1.5 hours. Three things. This side, a little bit of smile. This side, looking really bad. So you wanted me to go that side? You want my maybe you don't like my tie. Huh? You don't. You want my tie? No? You like my shoes?
Yes.
What do you think? The Italian shoes? Or, huh? How many think is Italian shoes? You think Italian shoes? You're wrong. They are Brazilian shoes. Amen. So, we said that we're looking this year three things for a blessing time, all right? So the first thing is think, then you're looking, then you progress, amen? So this is very simple. God wants you to make this year a year of glory, but the problem is up to you, because I can't change you. You can make this year a year of a blessing, or you can destroy the year and make a mess of your life. May God give you the desire of your heart and making you the planner that is a successful year, it'll come into you. Why? Because God is a God of a blessing. Amen. God is a blessed God. He will open the door to heaven. And the Bible said he will open the door to heaven and progressing and send thee all of the blessing that he heaven have it for you and me to have a blessed life this year. The important thing is that you and I, we needed to desire what do we want to do with your life this year. Amen. Every day, God will bring you glory a day. Every day, amen. God will open the heaven every morning when you wake up and you see the lights and you see the sun and you see the beautiful thing. God is opening the heaven for you. It's up to you and I to making that day of a bless. It's the same day, it comes for everybody. That will make it a beautiful day. We can have a progressive day, or we can mess it up the day. Simple as that. You know, my mama said to her son, I said, son, follow my dream. He ran back and sleep. You can do that too. God will give you a beautiful day. Or you can mess it up that day. Or you can say, Lord, I surrender to you. Give him a blessed day. You know, my prayer every morning is very simple. I say, Lord, thank you for this day. Give me somebody to talk to. Maybe I bless them or mess it up them. I don't really know. It's on your hands. So I pray that way. So in God, start to give me a beautiful day. So this year, God is giving to you responsibility to you to use it. Let me repeat this. God is giving you this year, 2018, with the great responsibility for you to use it this year. Because you're the only one that they got to be used this year and have a victoria and reach a year on your life, a successful life. The first thing you needed to do, first of all, think about God is creating us. Amen. Think about God is creating us. He creating everything. He created you. He created me. He created everything you see on this world. Amen. He created that. You cannot deny it. God has created them. You know, sometimes I said, what a terrible mosquito we got over here. And God has created the mosquito. You know, he created for a reason. Amen. So everything is around has been created by God. So our Lord created everything. How he created, he was thinking. Amen. He thinks. So remember I said three things? So the first thing is to think about. God is thinking to create the universe. He created the world. He created everything on the world by thinking. That's what the Bible said. God was thinking and creating everything. And everything was good. Everything was good. God said to Adam, think, I give you all of the animals I create on the world, the fish on the water, the bird on the star, the things on the wall, the animal on the bush. I give you all of this I create into you, so you give him a name. So Adam got to think very hard, amen. He think to give a name, the Adam did. So every animal on the world, it has a name, amen. So God, don't give me the name Adam did. When God command you in your heart to think about and to have a power, the Holy Spirit, he wants you to be blessed, my friend. Amen. You can think what you're doing with your life and you will be blessed. Because God wants you and I to live from blessing to blessing. From glory to glory, from protection to protection, from blessing to blessing. The only thing you needed to do, you needed to be careful. What are you doing with your life? He gave you a blessing. But you needed to be careful where you open your door or your heart. Because Satan and the devil, if he will come into your life, he will destroy your life. He mess it up your life. Now, Jesus wants you to leave with these thoughts, with this blessing into your heart and to believe it, he can do for you. But at the same time, the devil, he will come and knock in your heart. And depending on where you open your door, if he manages to come inside your life, he will mess it up your life. Believe me, he will mess it up. If it's not today, tomorrow, you will cry. Be careful where you open the door of your life for this new year come. Because if you open it to the wrong place, I have spoken to a friend not long ago this year. And they said, Pastor Tony, the devil making me do it. The devil making me this mess of my life. And I would say to him, you know, get the devil away of your life. And they said, how am I going to do it? How am I going to stop the devil to come to my life? And I gave him a simple way to do it. I said, when you go shop on the day, did you close your door or you leave the door open? Or when you're going to sleep, for example, you leave the door open or you close the door? He said, I'm closing the door. Why did you close the door? Because the bad guys go inside my house. That's what he said. I stopped the bad guys to go into my house. He said, if you stop the door for the devil, he will not come into your house. Amen. So as simple as that. Close the door, the devil, and he has no right in your life at all. The devil is a kind of, he will come and knock it in your heart. He came and knocked in my heart many times. But I said to him, devil, behind my back. But he didn't want to do that. He came back with different idea. He came back with something more beautiful or more something simple. I said, devil, behind my back. But he come back with something maybe more simple. Or maybe there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you can do this. There's nothing wrong with that. So I said, behind me, devil, I don't like you. I closed the door for you. Looking where you open the door. Let me give you a sample of looking. So remember I said three things. Thing, looking. Now, I'm giving you an illustration of very simple and very clear for you to understand. We're looking on the life of Eva. Anybody knows Eva? She's the first lady on the world. She's a beautiful because a God is created. Eva, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, so she was a woman, they look in the tree. Well, she knew that God said, everything I create into this world, everything I put into you on this Jordan, on this beautiful garden, it is for you to enjoy, to be blessed, to live for a blessed life. But the tree on the center of the life, you should not look it, you should not touch it. God was very clear to her and to her husband, both of them. But the devil, you what are doing for days and days and years to come, he gone to Eva and said, Eva, look at the tree. There's beautiful tree. She knew that the tree was abound by God to touch it. Why it was abound for God to touch? Because there was the life that God is creating. So she looked at the tree for days and days and months, and she saw that the tree was very nice. She saw that the fruit of the tree was very delicious. It was beautiful. So she took it. She gave up. She opened the door, the devil, to go through her life. Listen carefully. She looking that the fruit of the tree was delicious, was very nice, was beautiful. She eating, and she giving to the husband. The husband, stupid husband, he knew that he's supposed not to touch, but he never stopped that. He said, oh yeah, you should not touch that. He took it, ate it too. He said, oh, that's really nice, darling. Beautiful. It's beautiful. So, stupid man. You know, the woman is speaking door for the devil. You got to be careful, my boys, all right? You got to be careful. So she eating the fruit. She saw that was very nice. She looking, she was delicious, and giving to her husband. I eat it too. It was a terrible thing. In that day, God is separating the beautiful, the creation. But then, let me say it very clear to you. Many people have said to me, oh, Pastor Tony, she was tainted by the devil. Yes. But tainted is not a sin. Listen careful. Tainted is not a sin. Jesus was tainted more than Eva. Jesus was tainted more than Adam. Jesus was tempted for 3 times in a situation he could not give up, but he said to the devil, devil, behind me, this is the only one you can serve the God and nobody else in this world. So tempting is not a sin. Sin when you actually do it, actually when you go inside, when you open the door, the devil, when he comes through your life, he will destroy your life. He will destroy your family. He'll destroy your children. He'll destroy your job. He'll destroy everything you're doing. Because he'll do it slowly, slowly. So close to the door and be careful where you open the door. The devil is knocking on the door of your life every day. It's important for you and I to take it very seriously and to look at the life that God is prepared for us. Let me give you another sample. For example, how much God will bless your life if you're close to the door of the devil. Let me give you an example in Genesis 13, 14, 1, for example, if you want to look at the story, because I don't have that time to do this morning. I might be keeping for next time, but I wanted to tell you a little bit important. Abraham was coming to the land of Canaan with the invitation of a God. And he took his nephew Lot. Listen careful. Lot was a trouble with Abraham. But in situation to come, you know, when you have a business together with somebody, always a problem with this. Abraham said to his nephew Lot, he said, you're looking whatever you want. You're looking to the right and to the left. If you take the right, I'm going to the left. If you take the left, I'm going to the right. Let's separate the business and our family. But let's serve in God. So Lot look into the beautiful land of you know the land? What's the name of the land? He looked into the land. There was a beautiful land. There was into the land. So he saw that. And the land was called Sodom and Gomorrah. There was a beautiful land, but was full of sin. So when Lot took that place for the right, Abraham took the left. When he took the left, he prayed for his nephew every day. And to give you the story, you look at the life of the wife of Lot. When the angel of the living God has come to Lot and said, do be careful, this place is not for you. Leave it. Go. Don't look back. You and your family, go. Don't look back. Sometimes God gives you wisdom to think what to do with your life. So they took off and go, but his wife, curiosity, they're looking back and become a statue of a soul. You know the story. I'm not inventing. It's on the Bible. Amen. He become a statue of a soul. Why they become a statue of a soul? Because he become a statue of a soul because he disobedient the presence of the Lord. When you look at the sin, if it's not today, tomorrow, you will die. Amen. Sin is a deadly. Sin destroys your life. But God, Jesus, come for you to have a life and to have it abundant. Lot wife looking back because she want to see what happening to the world, to the sinful city. Sodom and Gomorrah. And today we live very close into that situation. So many of you receive a text from a lady, a YouTube one of the young preachers in England. I don't know if you're looking that. But I cry for that man. I pray for him. Did you saw that? He said, it's time for us to repent. And you saw the story, if you say the little clip of the day, they called the police on him because he was preaching the gospel. He was preaching the gospel, this young man. They called the police on him. They told him to stop and talking about Jesus. And they said to everyone, he said, they are king, the queen. They swear on the Bible. They put their hands on the Bible. You told me to stop and to preach the gospel. If I stop to preach the gospel, this sin will grow into life. And this is what happened today. We needed to close the door, the devil. They destroy our city. They destroy our life. They destroy our church. They destroy our family. They destroy everything we're doing because he be coming in and penetrating and planting his seed into our life. So let me give you an illustration. I said to this man who was talking about it to me, he said, I have some bad weeds in my land, in my backyard. And they got by spray, and they call them Zero. So when I spray it, they kill their roots. And then the 3 months later, they come back. I get my spray, and they spray it again, and they kill it again, and they come back, and they kill it again, and continue to kill. So the devil is not having no power in my life. Amen. Amen. Kill the devil roots into your life. Pastor, you know what my husband is doing, you know? It's huge with this. You pray for your husband, amen? You pray for your husband. Because you can kill the roots if you come into his life. Amen. Pastor, you know what my wife is doing. So you can pray for your wife because a prayer is successful for everything you're doing. Without a prayer, you let the devil to penetrate into your life. Now look at the life of Jacob. Life of Jacob. Look at the life of Jacob. Just to give you an example. When Jacob became a young man, he looking for a bride. He wanted to marry a beautiful girl. Like every man, they do that, you know. So every man, before they gone to the girl, they ask her, they want to marry her. Usually looking for months and months. And looking every day, they look at the way she dress, they look at the way she eat, the way she work, the way she do. They look at all these things. I know, because I was a young boy. Like So Jacob, he went to looking for a bride. And when he got to the place, so he saw this beautiful woman, a young girl. And he was so excited. When he saw her, he come and pick up the water. You know the story, and I'll have to tell the whole thing. So he said to his master, to his man who was in trouble with him, he said, oh, I like that beautiful girl. So, okay, if you like that beautiful girl, now we face the consequence. And we gone to the father, we said who you are and all this thing. And the father said, oh, the girl said, yes. I like this young man, but in one condition, he's got to work for me seven years. You know, you African boys, you know this story very well. If you're left working for the beautiful girl for 7, just don't worry about it. The time is will come. So this young man, Jacob, is working for 7 years, but he want to marry this beautiful girl. 7 years is a long time. On the day of the wedding, all the beautiful things was done. In that days, you know, you don't go like these days and your dates. So he put this girl and put her on the room. When the man is gone to the room, they open the door and open it to see his bride. It was not her. It was his sister. So he's got a shock on his life. He not went to kiss the bride. He ran to his uncle and said, uncle, that's not my wife. He said, well, he said, the culture is this. You can't give you the young one. You got to marry the old one first. So the poor young man, he said, what am I going to do? We said, this is simple. We're just working out the 7 years with me. And then I'll give you the other one. 7 years, 14 years. You know how much does it cost a beautiful girl? 14 years on this 14 years, this poor young man working very hard, he has no salary. He has no salary. Some young men are listening to me very carefully. Some I don't want to hear anyway. They're working very hard every day. Look at the sheep, no salary. So he prayed about, Lord, I'm working here. I'm working here for my wife. I've seen all these years I have no salary. The Lord said, go to your uncle and say this. He said, uncle, it's time for me to get a salary. I needed to look after my family. Now I've got two wives, you know, not belong. You're going to give me the other one. So he said, I have a vision. I have a vision. He said, I have a vision, uncle. He said, what is the vision? He said, all of the lamb that be born with the little black things on the body, it's mine. All of the beautiful lamb is yours. The uncle said, that's the deal. And the Lord is pouring the vision on top of this young man. And you see the story. He will become a blessing for man. He become a full of blessing. Two beautiful wife and all of the sheep and the lamb for his uncle is on the way to go. Amen. When you are obedient to God and you're working toward the law and the power of the Holy Spirit, you will be blessing anything you do in your life. Hello? You will be blessing anything you do in your life. 306. Waiting for my sister, she got to go. That meant, hey, I still got a little bit of time anyway. No, it's not 358 today. We already left some days ago. 358 days, they are in front of you. You can use or you can waste it. Amen. You can use or you can waste every day. God bring you blessing into your life.